Walker vowed to be aggressive last night, and while he had a moment early on attacking Donald Trump, a running clock kept by NPR showed that Walker spoke just 8.5 minutes. Trump spoke for nearly 19. When Walker did speak, he often tried to pivot from the questions asked by CNN moderator Jake Tapper to other topics, as he did when Tapper asked about the minimum wage and Walker talked about repealing Obamacare.
I'm going to sign an order that makes the Congress live by the same rules as everybody else.
Thank you, Governor.
That will ensure they repeal
Dr.
Obamacare.
Carson, Governor Walker didn't really answer the question, but I'll let you respond.
It wasn't the only time when Tapper moved on quickly after Walker spoke. Other candidates were asked more questions and were more unyielding with their interruptions. Walker's moment at the debate came early when other candidates were being asked whether they trusted Donald Trump to be in charge of the country's nuclear weapons. Walker interrupted, complaining that the candidates weren't talking about the issues. He then addressed Trump head-on, referencing his reality show career.
We don't need an apprentice in the White House. We have one right now. He told us all the things we wanted to hear back in 2008. We don't know who you are or where you're going.
Trump shot back at Walker for his handling of Wisconsin's budget and his sagging poll numbers before Walker took another shot at Trump for his casino projects that had gone bankrupt. Beyond that exchange, it was a quiet night for Walker. NPR reported that he spoke the least of any of the 11 candidates on stage. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.